This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We'll be back out to Galesburg High School as we talk high school football through part of this hour in just a little bit. But first, another item that's been in the news lately is the continued use of drones, and specifically our local utility provider, Ameren Illinois, has joined the use of drones, and perhaps in a very important way. Riley Adams, the manager of electric initiatives for Ameren, joins us on the line. Good evening, Riley. Thanks so much for your time.
Good evening, Will. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
First things first, I imagine it was only a matter of time once drones started to become more and more used in pretty much everything that Ameren would be involved, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Will. We've been looking at drones, anticipating when we could start using them for about 2 years now, and that's based on the Federal Aviation Administration changing the rules recently. It was last fall they changed them. And there was a big change in the rules. Previously, you had to have a private pilot's license to fly a drone commercially. Since we're a commercial company, we would have to do that, and that really wasn't something we could do. So they changed it where you have to have a drone certificate now, take a FAA-approved test, get some training, and then you're good to go to fly a drone safely.
Talk a little bit about how they're used in the day-to-day. I imagine these drones can be used in places where you might otherwise use a bucket truck or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, we started looking at how can we use drones to utilize for two things. One is to improve the safety of our employees, and the second is to basically reduce the amount of outage time when there is an outage for our customers, or identify as something that could cause an outage for our customers. And the way we've developed our drone program is we think that the people that should fly drones are the people that live in the operating center, our employees that are there now, because they know the circuits, they know the issues that could happen to them there. They're the ones also that fix it, so they know what to look for to find in advance of what could cause an outage. An example of daily use is we could have an engineer with a drone, which we do have in Galesburg, and that engineer would have a small drone in the back seat of the car. And what they could do is if they're driving down the road, they need to look at a pull top or something like that. In the past, we would call one of our line personnel out to set up a bucket truck, go up in the energized zone and see what's bad on that pull top or something else that's on the structure that could cause an outage. Now an engineer can do that. It saves time, but it's also safer for our employees. They can take a really good picture, clear video or picture of that at the same time, take it back and show people exactly what's wrong. So our line personnel can go out and fix that before it becomes an issue and causes an outage for our customers.
So it sounds like that they can be used in a pretty much routine inspection type situations. Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah, and we one of our biggest uses is day to day uses, like I mentioned right there. The second use that's kind of non routine is during storms. During storms is an obvious use where we can use a drone to take it up and see what damage there is, say in a section of town like Galesburg if a tornado came through. Give us a bird's eye view of what's really wrong out there, where the hazards are that our employers are going to have to go through and look at, and give us a better action plan of what we need to address first, what's the most critical.
And can it be used during a storm, or is it more like in the aftermath of a storm? It doesn't sound to me like you'd be able to see a whole lot during some storm sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there are limitations for drone use, and the FAA right now has placed some restrictions out there, including no flying at night, things like that, and during bad weather. Our drones can fly up to winds up to about 40 miles an hour. Our largest drones can. The smaller ones about 20 miles an hour. So, before a storm or right after the aftermath, if it's still windy, we can fly as long as it's not pouring down rain.
Have there been situations like that recently, in an emergency situation recently, where you've had to use a drone for that purpose?
Yeah, we really did, and it kind of proved our concept. We have an area where we have a swamp, a flooded area that has a high voltage line through it, and it's got a lower voltage circuit on that same line that feeds the town. And there were high winds of around 70 miles an hour one day, and then in the afternoon, the power went out in the town, and our employees searched everything they could, and they figured it's got to be in the swamp. In the past, when that happened, what we do is we've got a boat, and they take the boat out, and they have to take the boat to the base of each pole, climb it, and climb the pole and find out what's wrong. That takes hours and hours to do that, probably 5 or 6 hours in this case. What we did by utilizing the drone is within 15 minutes, we flew the drone down there, and the line personnel can look at the screen, and we found the issue, which was a connector that it had blown into because, just from wear over the years. So they were, it did two things for us. One, for our customers, it decreased the amount of the outage that they had on that circuit, got the lights back on quicker. And for our employees, you know, they realized exactly where they had to go to. You know, just they just had to climb one pole and fix one item rather than going to every pole trying to figure out what was wrong. So it's a lot safer for our employees and, you know, shorter response time for the customers, quicker response time.
And it sounds like that goes back, too, to what you were saying before about safety, because you were talking about something that was blown there. I imagine that had you, you know, gotten to it maybe on a personal level, you know, before it was blown, that could be a real dangerous situation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, one of the other uses we've seen for drones are identifying things that could cause an outage or a safety issue for our employees. One of those could be, you know, a lot of our poles have porcelain insulators on them. Could be a porcelain cutout. That'd be the fuse that serves your house. And those crack over the years. And, you know, when employees climbing a pole up there, that can crack at times. And that's a porcelain could fall down and it can cause an outage also. So it's not exactly safe for the employees. Now they can use that drone to go up there and inspect that porcelain product to see if it's cracked or not. You know, and they know beforehand when they go up there exactly what the hazard is and how to avoid or how to work around there, how to fix it.
Is there a drone in use now here in Galesburg in the operations center here?
Yeah, there is. We have one in Galesburg right now, and we're slowly rolling them out to all of our operating centers. We have 44 operating centers, and right now I believe we have 35 pilots that are trained. Each has a drone, and they're in various stages of their flight pilot development. They've all passed the Federal Aviation Administration test. And, you know, the FAA says that's all you need to fly a drone, but we don't believe that. You know, we think our employees need some more internal flight training before we turn them loose on the system. So we've developed our own internal program where our pilots, they get about 20 flight hours, and it introduces them to the drone. Also, you know, it gives them a better idea how to safely handle, maneuver their drone over up and around the poles and conductors and stuff like that. And, you know, as we develop more of these, we'll get more into our operating centers. We're easily going to have one in every operating center. We'd kind of like to have at least two ultimately.
Sounds like, though, that it's not like operating a radio-controlled plane or something, is it?
It is, but, you know, they're so stable, and that's why drones are so popular now, is because the software on the computers that control them, you know, you got 4 or 8 motors, and, you know, they automatically adjust when the wind blows, and they're very easy to fly. It's just a... you know, you have to learn that hand-eye coordination when that drone's up around our conductors and things like that. And that's really what takes the time to develop a pilot.
All right, last question. What's next in this process? Is it more just expanding the use of the drones and getting at least two in every operation center, as you said, or is there more to it than that?
Oh, there's more to it, Will. You know, as we're learning about drones, we're looking for different types of products that are manufacturers are developing for drones that could help our customers. There are infrared cameras out there where we can detect hot spots on the system. There are other types of cameras where we can see gas leaks. It basically would show a black and white screen. It would show a gas leak coming out of the ground as it looks like smoke actually on a black and white screen. Very visible, though. So as those products get better developed and the price gets down where we can afford them, you know, I'm sure we'll find applications like that will be advantageous to our customers.
All right. Riley Adams, Manager of Electric Initiatives for Ameren, Illinois. Thanks so much for your time. This is a very cool thing you're doing. I appreciate you talking about it.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate the support of this radio station and our customers. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Again, Riley Adams from Ameren on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll be back out live to Galesburg High School, and we'll check sports next on WGIL.